In 2003, a young man named Aaron Ralston went canyoneering, which means he was walking through the canyons in Utah. He was all by himself. He didn't tell anybody where he had gone. And while he was traversing over one canyon, a 500-pound boulder came and crushed his hand against the wall. For 5 days, he was stuck in place as this boulder pressed down upon his hand. And after he exhausted all of his resources, after he ate all the food that he had with him, and after he drank all the water that he had with him, he did the one thing that he knew he had to do to survive. And he chopped off his hand with a pocket knife that he had in his bag. And then he made his way to safety. He's a public speaker now. There was a movie that was made about this adventure, but he knew what he had to do to save his life. I was thinking about that story today, as Jesus in the gospel says today, if your right hand causes you to sin, chop it off. Right? Aaron Ralston said, look, if I want to survive, I got to lose my hand. And what Jesus says today to us in the gospel is, if there's something that's keeping us from being able to enter into eternal life, then we need to get rid of it. And sometimes that can be painful. Sometimes it can be difficult. Sometimes we have to look inside our heart and our soul and say, what am I going to do? What am I going to do to be a better person? What am I going to do to be better in life? And so, my friends, we need to be able to take the words of the gospel today and take them to heart. What is it that causes us to sin? What is it that causes us and keeps us from being the very best of who we can be? To do this, we're going to have to do an examination of conscience. We're going to have to look inside of our souls and say, God, help me. Help me identify things in my life that are keeping me from being the best I can. Lord, help me identify things that might cause me to lose out on this awesome, amazing gift of everlasting life. The second reading today, a letter of St. James, tells us that the rich will weep and wail in their impending misery. So if we cling to something and we hold on to something that we desire so much, whether it be power or money or prestige or some sort of sin that we really, 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 really like, it's going to cause us misery. And our Lord doesn't want that. He doesn't want that for us. He doesn't want it for our lives. He wants us to find joy. He wants us to find peace. He wants us to be able to give up whatever it is that we cling so fast to say, Lord, let me let go of this. Let me be able to say, Lord, I need your help in getting rid of this, taking this off of my life, because I don't need it anymore. And that's what the Lord will do for us, because he loves us, because he wants us to experience the joy of eternal and everlasting life. My friends, Pope Francis is in the United States. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Then everywhere we look, we're seeing this great, great, wonderful leader of our faith. And what Pope Francis does for us, and what he does for the world, is he provides joy. The precepts of the Lord provide joy to the heart. You see, what's happening with Pope Francis is he is a sign of joy to us because he loves Jesus. He loves serving people. A lot of press has been given that Congress invited Pope Francis out to lunch after he addressed Congress, and he said, no thanks, I got something more important I need to do. And he went and had lunch with the homeless in New York City. And so that's a great sign to us of what it means to have joy to serve others, of joy in our lives. And what Pope Francis does, and why I think so many people are drawn to him, is because he gives us a little glimpse of what heaven must be like the joy and the love that goes on in heaven. And so by seeing Pope Francis, we get just a little glimpse, a little taste of how awesome it must be to love someone, regardless of how they look or where they've come from. We love someone no matter what. That's what Pope Francis's message is to us and to the world. It's the same message of Jesus. And what Jesus desires of us, what he wants for us, is he wants for us to join him in heaven. He wants us to be able to spend eternity in that place where joy and love will be forever. My brothers and sisters, Aaron Ralston chopped off his hand to save his life. What are you willing to give up from your life so that you can have the promise of everlasting life? I mentioned in the beginning of Mass, my name is Father TJ. I work for the diocese. I work in the Office of Vocation. So my job is, on the weekends, I get to go out to parishes. And I get to talk to different congregations and people about how you can help in the mission of vocations. It's a tough job that I do. I get rejected a whole lot because I talk to people all the time about being priests and nuns. And you can imagine there's not a whole lot of people that are lined up to come and see me. Right? But I'm here because I need your help. And you can help me in two ways. First of all, you can help me through your constant prayer. By praying for young men and women to answer the call to serve God as priests, brothers, sisters, nuns, and deacons. You can say every day, Lord, we need more people to serve the church, and we do. Right? We need more priests. We need more brothers and sisters and nuns to serve the Lord, to serve His holy people. As you know, we don't have near as many priests and nuns as we did 75 years ago. So I'd appreciate your help. That when you're giving thanks to God for all the gifts and that He's given you, thank God also for the gifts of the priests and the sisters that have touched your life and have touched your heart. And so I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your support. The other way that you can help me is by lending your voice to Christ. I'm the only priest that does this full time. That means I get to talk to 1.5 million Catholics and I can't reach them all. Right? So that's why I need your help. And this is how you can help me. If you know a young person, young man or woman, who you think would be an excellent priest or nun, I'd invite you to tell them that. I'd invite you to go up to them and say, look, you have some great gifts. You're really holy. You're really kind. You're really loving. You have a real joy in your heart and spirit. And it would be awesome if you were to consider to serve God in that way. If we lend our voice to Christ, if we tell everybody how awesome and amazing it is to give one's life in service to God, especially as a priest, brother, sister, or nun, I think we would have more young men and women lined up to come and serve the Lord. I have been a priest now for about 6.5 years, and it's awesome. Like, I can't think of anything I could do with my life that's more fun, more exciting, more fulfilling than being a priest of Jesus Christ. I love what I do. I love being able to celebrate the sacraments and bring people to Jesus and share the joy that God's given me with the world around us. And I'd ask you, please, to encourage the young people that you know to be open to that call to serve God. It is a wonderful, joyful life. It's a wonderful way that we can give our hearts and our lives to Jesus. And I thank you so much for your help, so much for your support. Whatever you can do in your homes, in your church here at St. Francis, whatever you can do to help encourage a culture of vocations, so the young men and women know that it's okay. That if they want to serve God as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, that it's okay to say, yes, Lord, I will do that. It's not a great and glamorous life for a lot of young people, but it is a great and glamorous life for our souls and for the life of the church. So I thank you for your support. I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you so much for the prayers that you give, the prayers that you offer to God, that young men and women may answer the call to serve Him. As we continue today in praise and thanksgiving to our God, we thank our God for the gift and the promise of everlasting life. We thank Him for that joy and that wonderful gift of heaven, and we pray that one day we may join our God in that heavenly banquet. And in order to do so, let's take a look this week at our lives, of what things that we can let go of, that we cling so hard to, that we can let go and say, God, I don't want this in my life. I don't need this in my life. And I need your help, Lord, to get rid of this thing from my life so that I can follow you more closely and love you more deeply with all my heart.